Hello and welcome to the podcast, Woman Fully Alive. I'm your host, Madeline Eames, and this is the podcast to listen to if you're a woman at midlife or beyond that's ready to expand into who she truly is and feel her full aliveness. And it's totally possible. So today, what I would like to talk to you about is why it's so important to let go of resistance and why it's so hard. So it may seem hard, and that's certainly what the mind tells us. It's gonna be really hard, it's gonna be hard, but once you start, just bear with me here, it's gonna be easier than you thought. So when we are looking to heal, to expand, to become more confident, to get more energy, to move from a place of fear into love, where you can love your life and feel alive and free, we start to notice all those places where we feel tight and we contract and we don't feel that way. And that's okay. That's perfect, because those places are the places that we want to know about, those places that are impacting us, where we feel some resistance in our body to being there. Because resistance is draining. It's draining, and it creates tension, it creates armor, and it blocks us off from really stepping in to the full light or the full aliveness of who you are. So we start to notice those places in our life where we judge, the people we judge, the places where we move into, and I'm guilty here, I'm as guilty as the next person, where we move into self-righteousness, that I'm right and you are wrong. Now, there's nothing wrong with having opinions. Well, I've got a lot of opinions about the world, that's for sure. But I also know that when I move into a place of opposition with someone, it actually creates armor and tension in me, and it creates, it puts that person, it strengthens their belief in themselves. It's almost like you're going into the boxing ring, and everybody gets in their corner, someone comes at the other one is gonna come out fighting as well. The only way through this is to put down the arms. Put down the judgments of yourself, of other people. And judgments, that does not mean your discernment. You know, if I was home alone at night and a man came to the door in the middle of the night, I'm not going to let go of my judgments and say, well, everybody's welcome here and I shouldn't, you know, suspect him. No, I'm going to use my discernment, and I'm probably not going to answer the door until I can see who it is. So there's a difference between fearful judgment and discernment. So here's where it comes up in ourselves, and here's the important part that I want you to hear. We have been so trained to, when we don't feel great, perhaps we feel tired, or we feel anxious, or we feel depressed, or we feel angry. We've been largely conditioned to fight against that, to get rid of it. That, you know, we need to, like, very quickly do something about it because it's not okay. That's the resistance that keeps it stuck. So here's the thing for 2024. If you're really interested in your own expansion, what would it be like when something comes up inside of yourself, whether it's a hard-nosed opinion, whether it's sadness, whether it's tension and anxiety, even if it's pain? Obviously, if you have a broken leg, don't try to make friends with it, just get down to the hospital. Discernment. But what if all those other things that came up, and they've probably been coming up for years, they're probably repetitive. Most things like this are, because we keep resisting them and they keep on coming up. What would it be like to actually allow it? Say, I see you, anxiety, and to know that your sadness is here to be seen, to be felt, to be heard, and to be loved. This is the way forward. This is expansion. Because every time I fight myself, I'm simply fighting myself and I'm creating more fight. All of those things that rise that don't feel comfortable, they're probably an inner part of you that just wants to be heard. And we start to color in those pieces of ourselves that we have put in exile, those parts of ourselves that we have disapproved of, that we have excommunicated, that we've deemed bad. You have no bad parts. You have no bad parts. So take a breath right now and sense in to something in your body that you really don't like. Maybe you feel ashamed of it. Maybe it's something you've done or something that's happened to you. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe it's a political opinion. And feel that tension that gets created in your body. Or feel the emotion. What is it like to turn towards that? Almost like a hurt child in the corner. And say, I see you. I feel you. I hear you. Come a little closer. And turn towards the discomfort. Turn towards the avoidance. So take a deep breath and know that wherever you're judging other people, wherever you're resisting other people, you're also judging yourself. And conversely, when you are judged, when somebody judges you, criticizes you, and I don't mean positive feedback, that's a good thing. But when somebody, you know, puts some resistance to you, that they're also judging themselves. But here's the beautiful thing that happens on this journey when we start. I tell you, it's one of the bravest things you'll do, is to start noticing where you judge other people and stop and see what rises in your body. What is that judgment protecting you from? What is that reaction stopping you from feeling? Because you will notice very shortly that you get some emotions coming up, like guilt or shame or fear, probably a lot of fear, because you know judging is controlling, so that I can feel safe in my own body in my own life. And when you plug that energy leak, because it is an energy leak, it's draining you, it's creating tension, and tension drains energy. So when you start to notice and stop that judgment, turn off the tap, feel what you need to feel behind that, you will soon notice that you stop judging yourself in the same way. And when you stop judging yourself, you will soon notice that you get to step into self-love. So self-love, I don't want you to feel any pressure about that. Like I should be loving myself, or I shouldn't be criticizing myself, because that can really lead us down a trap of self-criticism again. And we're back where we started. But what if you were just to start noticing where you judge other people? So where you create resistance there, where you're pushing people away, where you're condemning them, to stop that and then start to notice where you judge yourself, where you're actually resisting those parts of yourself. Turn towards, feel, see, hear those parts of yourself, and then just stay open to what evolves then, because what will start to rise in you is love, and because you have no more barriers to it. And it's almost like you're knocking down the walls, you're knocking down the fences that have kept you in this backyard, you know, looking over the fence at your neighbor's backyard and saying, I wonder what, you know, what kind of grass they're growing over there. Well, mine's better than theirs. And so it takes down that fence of comparison, because then we start to get rid of the borders between us, the separation. and come into a place of connection where we see that we're so much more the same than we are different, and that we also have potential to be all of the things, to be like our enemies, to be like our friends. And there's this great overlap in all of us that's really bonded together by love. And love, as I've said before in other podcasts episodes, is ever expanding. And this is a journey that nobody gets perfect. It's not a straight line. It's always a spiral. And it's always contracting and expanding and contracting and expanding. When you start to really notice the expansion, this is how it will start to show up. You just start to notice that, oh, I used to feel that way, but that doesn't really trigger me anymore. Or you might move through a situation where you previously would have reacted and you're not reacting now. You're going to feel a greater sense of ease in your body, a greater sense of peace and well-being, that all is well. And you might think right now, well, you know, I look out in the world and I'll tell you what, Madeline, all is not well. Yes, there are some absolutely horrific things going on in the world, created by thoughts that people are this is our border, this is our country, and are actually killing people over thoughts like that. It is absolute insanity. So the only way that we can really move this dial is to notice where you create your own borders in yourself, because we all do. And without judgment, without criticizing yourself, try to let go of that resistance. And the path becomes not one of brick walls that you have to climb over or you have to get around. It becomes one of just going down the slide, and one that will go faster and faster and start to accelerate once you start to access this energy, this emotion, energy in motion of love as opposed to fear. Because fear cannot see clearly. Fear cannot see other people clearly. It sees an idea of what fear thinks that person is, and it's not true. Love sees clearly. And if you've ever had someone who is fearful and is coming at you with anger or even hate, they can be stopped in their tracks by love. They're not stopped in their tracks by fear. Of course, defending yourself is something different. Physically defending yourself, that's an automatic fight, flight, freeze reaction that you have already built in to your nervous system. But I'm talking about other types of fear where you're not physically in danger. When someone's coming at you, usually behind anger, there is always pain. And to fight back with anger, it happens. Of course it does. You're a normal human being. And when you can step back into a place of love and see that clearly, that human being over there is having this particular reaction, something was triggered in them, could have been related to past experiences, who knows? We will never know, and we will never understand other people fully. So we might as well just forget that. We will never understand other people fully. Just like no one can ever understand and feel me fully inside my own body. So when this is a journey, really, from letting go of fear to stepping more and more into love. Love always wants to expand. Your soul is love, and the soul is forever trying to expand. So that's getting a little bit more off topic, but start to notice the ways that you judge yourself, whatever is coming up. See if you can turn towards it without trying to push it out. And notice where you judge other people. It'll quickly turn into, where do I judge myself? And once we can embrace that, not even shift and change or improve it, but embrace it. Oh, I see. I see that's where I love myself. I judge myself. And bring self-love into that, and you will soon be on your way to complete expansion. It just makes for a much healthier life in your body, so that all your cells can relax and be healthy and expand. And it just makes for a much more alive way to live that is full of creativity and new ideas and insights. Because when we're constantly cutting ourselves off, we stay in a thinking and seeing through a tunnel. And there's not much that can reach you there aside from more fear. But when we step outside of that tunnel and see that we truly are all in this together, that's where so many ideas can reach you, so much creativity comes, and you end up in this beautiful dance with life, as David White calls it, the conversation with life. No getting it right, and certainly no getting it perfect. And I believe that we are just here for one big grand adventure. And I'm so glad that you're here with me on this ride. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's a really important one. Leave me a comment, leave me a review if you like. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast or on YouTube. And then you won't miss any of the great stuff that is coming up soon. All right, everyone, take care. I'll see you in the next episode.